one.
Both how we together?
Life has shield.
Okay. Sorry, I'll try to photocopy this for you later. I understand that some of you at least, I don't know how many of you are living with Dirshu and you're up to Kiddush and Abdullah and those special pairs, one or two. Anybody else doing the Dirshu program with, and you're up to Kiddush?
You know, I'm a little bit flying high, you know, the last couple of days I've been pretty busy. Yeah.
Why?
I guess why, but the bottom line is that in order to give me a little chance to land my feet back on the ground, and since hopefully within the context of learning for the exam in Hilchos Shabbos, you'll have to at some point learn about Kiddush, I think. Maybe in the Bekiah's part, I don't know. My purpose here today is to offer a longer perspective on the sugya of Kiddush and Avdolah that maybe you wouldn't have come to on your own.
You're holding it now, in Dirshu.
That's what I was saying. That's I was asking how many people are learning Dirshu, and I didn't get too many hands up. I got a few fingers here and there. Okay. So then I feel almost like I said a Simei Tshuva over here. You know what I mean? Dirshu Hashem V'Motza. And the first question I want to raise is a sugya. So what I'm going to try to do is the following. I'm going to try to mention various sugyas, both in Masechta Brachos and in Masechta Psachim, and a couple of Rambams and Ravids in Hilchos Shabbos. And if you can get a chance, if somebody maybe could even offer to write up like a Mar Makomos page for me, because I just simply didn't get a chance to do that. So the first Mar Makom is Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is a Suffolk. We know that with regard to Kiddush, we have Kiddush Al Hakos. But as far as Avdolah is concerned, the Gemara is not sure whether Avdolah requires a kos. And the Gemara actually quotes Machlokas Amoraim on this point. The Maskanis of the Gemara, Omalei Ravino L'Rava Hilchos Amai, Omalei Ki Kiddush. Avdolah is like Kiddush. Ma Kiddush Afagav the Makadish B'Tzlusa. We have a Kiddush during Davening. But nevertheless, Makadish HaKos, so we have a second Kiddush Al HaKos. Af Avdolah Nami, so too in the case of Havdolah, Afal Gav Dibko Mavdil B'Tzilusa is Mavdil Alakos. So my first question to you is, the Gemara seems to indicate Al Pisvara that there's some fundamental difference between Kiddush and Havdolah, that whereas Kiddush for sure needs a Kos, Havdolah we're not so sure about it, and there's one sheet that Havdolah doesn't require a Kos.
And even if it does, it doesn't have to be on wine.
Oh, we'll get to that too. Okay, so Benny, you're a few steps ahead of me about what we call Chamed Medina, where the Chamed Medina is okay for Avdolah, it's not okay for the kids, but that we'll get to a little bit later. So the question I want to ask is, what is this? You know, the Gemara has no fundamental problem with understanding that kids requires a kos, but with regard to Avdolah, so this is what we call a hafla, you know, you made a distinction here between kids and Avdolah, and I'd like to understand that distinction. The second sugya I want to study with you is in Psachim Kuf Beis Amid Beis. And the Gemara there talks about a case where you are overlapping at the same time Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon. What does that mean? The language of the Gemara is Gamru, meaning they finish the Suda of Erev Shabbos. And it says, Kos Rishon Mevarach Alav Boriv Birkas HaMazon V'Kos Sheni Mevarach Alav Kiddushas Hayom. Okay, so we have two different Kosos. One for Birkas HaMazon to end the Suda that we began. And now we're ready for Kiddush. We have to take another Kos. So the Gemara right away asks the question, V'amai, why do we need Travai? Why do we need two Kosos? Nimrinu L'Travai Achad Koso. On Rav Sheshes, Ein Omrim Shtei Kedushas Al Kos Efen, my timer of Nachba Yitzel, Vishay Ein Osim Mitzvos, Chavilos Chavilos. So the Gemara then asks about the case of Havdolah and Kiddush. Let's say, for example, you're starting the second day of Yontif after Shabbos, Yach Nahaz, and the whole bit. So you're going to take one kos, and on that kos you're going to recite both Kiddush and Havdalah. So in the case of Birkas HaMazon, you can't use the kos of Birkas HaMazon for Kiddush. But in the case of Havdalah, you can use the kos of Havdalah for Kiddush. Havdalah for ending Shabbos, and Kiddush for starting Yontif. So let's say the first day of Yontif is on Sunday. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? If you're activating this principle of Chavilos, and you're applying it to the case of Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, why not apply it to the case of Havdalah and Kiddush? And the Gemara gives a very strange answer. It says, Havdalah v'kiddush chada milsahi, Birkas HaMazon v'kiddush train mili minhu. What does that mean? On the one hand, you're telling me that Havdalah and Kiddush is chada milsa. Well, if it's chada milsa, that should generate a problem of enos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. And the Gemara says, Pukfaket, the exact opposite is the case, that if it's chada milsa, then I have no problem. But why is it called chada milsa? Havdalah and Kiddush are rechokim zem izek, mizrach mimara. And the Gemara then goes on to say, Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush is trei mili minhu. No, so if it's trei mili, maybe it doesn't, one is, it's no tug of war, it's not one pulling from the other. And yet, in this case of Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush trei mili minhu, the Gemara says that we need two kosos because enos and mitzvahs. The third sugya I'd like to learn with you is on Daf Kuf Vav Amid Beis. Most of the sugyas that we want to see are in Arvei Pesachim, and there it says Zimin Sagir. There were some occasions Havika Imna Kami De Rav. I was in the presence of Rav VeChaviva Le Rifta, and he had a Chavivus for Pas and Mekadesh Rifta. Therefore, we make Kiddush on Pas Zimin, but other times. Chaviv alei chamra, he was in the mood for a good glass of wine, and I have a few stories about what happened last night about that, but not for now. Not that I drank wine, but sometimes yeshiva guys get a little carried away. Anyway, thank God nobody ended up in the hospital, although there was suffering there. Anyway, so zimnit the chaviv alei chamra is mekadesh chamra. See, mate. So now the Gemara, and all the poskim following in the Gemara say that lahalacha. We should take wine for Kiddush, but Enochinami, in a situation of Chaviv Alei Rifta, you're allowed to be Mekadesh al Pas. And that's how the Rambam codifies it in Perek Chav Tes Milchus Shabbos Halacha Vav. And the question I want to ask you is, why does Chavivus play such a powerful role that it should undermine the status of Yayin and replace it with, with Rifta, with Pas?
But if it's a din chavivus, it's the same thing.
Yeah, and then Benny's asking another question. We never found that you can make Havdalah al pas. Why not say chaviv alei rifta and it'll make Havdalah al pas? The next question I want to ask you is a very fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivan and Hilchas Kiddush. Perek Chav Tes and Hilchas Shabbos Halacha Yud. And the Rambam writes that to the same extent that with regard to Kiddush on Friday night, we have a principle called Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokom Suda, and also Litom Kodem Kiddush. The same halachas, the same set of rules and regulations apply to Kiddusha Rabbah during the day. And the Rambam says that also Lo Litom Klum Kodem Shi Kaddish, V'Gam Kiddush Zelo Yia Ela B'Mokom Suda. And the Ravid says in Misvara Amra. Very harsh language. Lo savar miyamav svara pchusu mizu. That's not a very good grade. And he says, why did the Rambam make this mistake? Lefisha karu kiddusha rabba. And then he goes on to say that kiddusha rabba, kiddush by day, is only a euphemism. It's a lush tzaginar. You don't want to feel, that kiddush on day shouldn't feel inferiority complex. But in truth, it's not the real Kiddush, and therefore there's no Isur of Achila before Kiddush, and there's no requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda. And therefore the Rabbi goes on to say that the Sugya, which derives Kiddusha Rabba from the extra word S, right? Zokar S Yom HaShabbos. So the S is L'Rabbos Hayom. It's only an Asmachta B'Alma. So it comes out that on a superficial level, the machlokas here between the Rambam and the Ravid is how to interpret the drasha of S. The Rambam takes it as a drasha Gemura, elevating Kiddush Bayom to the same status as Kiddush Balayla, whereas the Ravid says, no, it's only Kiddush Bayom. I'm sorry. It's only Kiddush Balayla. The real McCoy Kiddush is Kiddush Balayla, not Kiddush Bayom. And S is only in Asmachta. So the truth is, I'm not sure which of these two shittas makes more sense. And we could argue this back and forth. It seems to me that the Ravid sheet is much more difficult. First of all, to say that S is only in Asmachta, it's not a Drosha, it's not Dvar Torah, that itself is a little bit weak. But more than that, Why is the Ravid opposed to a second Kiddush? You know, it's the Rambam wants to give us the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush Balayla and Kiddush Bayom. And the truth is that in Hilchos Shabbos we find fundamental principles that govern Laila v'Toras Laila and Yom v'Toras Yom. For example, the halacha of Kvod Hayom Adiv. And if you, by the way, this is more for a philosophy class, but if you look at the Ramban's commentary in Parshas Yisro on Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Al Pi Kabbalah, he calls Aderech HaEmes, Laila and Yom are like two separate Kiddushos in Shabbos. The one is Zohar, and one is the Keva.
Ramban thinks Shalashud is any of the Kiddush, no?
That's an interesting question. The Rambam says that you should recite Borei Pri HaGofen on the third meal. We don't know if that's Kiddush or not. On one hand, it sounds like the Rambam wants some sort of Borei Pri HaGofen, but on the other hand, he doesn't institute a Makom Suda, he doesn't say the Asur Lechol Kodem. So therefore, the real McCoy Kiddush is either at night or, according to the Rambam, in addition, by day. And it makes sense that each Kiddusha should generate a Kiddush of Kiddush.
The Borei Pri HaGofen. I mean, what we say, that's like... And the briskets that don't say at all anything else except for what we have often during the day, no?
Right. So that's okay. That doesn't bother me because we have a principle called Ein Shira Ela B'Yayin. So the Borei Pri HaGofen is considered Shira. And anything that you add to that is already just minhagim to embellish and so forth and so on. That's correct. But again, the Rambam Shita is that despite the fact that you reduce Kiddush by day to a Borei Pri HaGofen, nevertheless, the dinim of Kiddush apply. And those are the two fundamental dinim of Makom Suda and Asur Lechol. Now we get to the question that I think Benny you raised before about Chamer de Medina. Was it you who said it? Who mentioned about Sheikha?
Benny,
you mentioned that. So that's a sugi mesechta psachim on Daf Kuf Zayin. So again, if you're taking a record here, we're really covering a lot of sugis here in Arvei Psachim. We started with the sugya in Psach. We started with brachos. That was true. But in Psach, we started with kuvbeis on the beis, correct? And that was the sugya of chavilos. Then we got to the sugya on kuvav on the beis, and that was the sugya pas chavivole. From there, we jumped to the sugya of kiddush bayom, which is also there in the same perek. And now we're going even further to daf kuv zayin, the question of chamer de medina. And the Gemara establishes in the name of Amemar that Mavdilim ala Shechar, that Avdolah you could make on beer. And the Rambam paskins like that in Perikov Tes, Halofi Yud Zayin, this is towards the end of Perikov Tes, Medina Sherov Yena Shechar, Afal Pishu Posel Lekidush, Mutal Avdolah, Hoil Vahu Chamar Medina. And here we see perhaps the most fundamental distinction between Havdalah and Kiddush, and I'm talking now Halacha L'maisa. I'm not talking about theoretically there was a day on the Gemara in Brachos that maybe Havdalah doesn't require a kos. We paskin, and that's what the Gemara paskins, that we require a kos for Havdalah. We're not going to rely on Havdalah that we recited in Ma'ariv, B'tzilusa, just like we require a kos for Kiddush. So that Halacha L'maisa for sure equates Havdalah with Kiddush. But here we find the distinction Halacha L'maaseh between Kiddush and Havdalah. The Rambam goes out of his way to say that Ein Mekadshin ala Sheichar. And for Kiddush, you need Yayin. But in contrast, the Sugya establishes here in Psachim Daf Kuf Zayin that with regard to Havdalah, Yayin is not necessary. Chamar Medina. By the way, have you ever seen Avdolah and Chamar Medina? It's not rare. It's quite common. I don't know about beer. I'm not sure.
Coffee.
But coffee's an issue. I'm not sure if it's Chamar Medina. Coca-Cola, they spoke about is Chamar Medina. And then they talk about during the 9 days, you know, when we don't want to drink from the coast of Avdolah because it's Yayin, so we should use Chamar Medina. The Chamar Medina is not some sort of a theoretical possibility. It's very practical with regard to Abdullah. It's not going to help us in Kiddush, and we want to understand why. And by the way, this distinction between when do we require Yayin and when do we allow Chamar Medina is not just a distinction between Kiddush and Abdullah. I want to give you another example, and maybe we'll be able to create some sort of parallel here. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Mehilchas Ishus, with regard to Birchas Eirusin, he says, "Im yesham yayin, mevi koshal yayin." And then he goes on to say, "If you don't have a koshal yayin, then you be mevarech on Chamar Medina." That's as far as Birchas Eirusin is concerned. But if you take a look in the same, earlier in the Rambam, with regard to Birchas Nesuin, just one second, what was I talking about before? Birchas Eirusin or Birchas Nesuin? Okay, let's switch it around, I'm sorry. Did I say Perek Yud? At least maybe that I got right. Did I get that right? Yeah, Perek Yud is the Perek of Eirusin, right? Tarusa, Asur, Labailam, Yidri, Sofrim, right, and so forth and so on. And then the Rambam says, you know, you have to recite Sheva Brachas and so forth. So with regard to Birchas Eirusin, the Rambam writes, this is in Perek Gimel, so that Perek Yud is Birchas Nesuin. With regard to Birchas Eirusin, the Rambam writes, Ketzad Mevarach Zui Birchas Eirusin V'nogu Om L'Hasdiras HaBrocha Al Kol Shel Yayin O Shel Sheicha. So that's interesting. So the first bracha, which is Birchas Eirusin, can be recited even on Sheikha on Chamar Medina. But then you fast forward to Perek Yud, when he's talking about Nesuin, and there the Rambam says that he has to take Yayin. The Rambam says, "If Yesham Yayin, Mevarach Al Yayin." He doesn't give you an option of Sheikha. So again, to weave through all these halakhas and figure out logically when we require Yayin and when we're okay with Chamar Medina, that's a difficult task. So we have our paradigm case of Kiddush. Kiddush requires Yayin. Havdol on the other end, Sheikhar. In the case of Birchas Eirusin, Birchas Nesuin, Birchas Eirusin requires Birchas Eirusin, the Rambam says, I want to get this straight. So in Birchas Eirusin, the Rambam says, O Sheikhar. Okay, now we got it straight. O Sheikhar. And in Birchas Nesuin, the Rambam requires Yayin. Now, how many sugyas have we mentioned so far? Anybody? Nobody's keeping a scorecard. Okay. So whatever it is, let's say it's about five. Let's go on to number six. The Gemara brachas on daf of Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos be Erev Shabbos. So Rav davened his tefillas Arvis, he was mekabel Shabbos Erev Shabbos. And then the Gemara raises the suffix. Omer kedush alakos. Oh, Eino Omer Kiddush Alakos. Did he recite Kiddush or did he not recite Kiddush? And I don't understand what the Gemara is talking about over here. What do you mean, did he recite Kiddush? Why wouldn't he have recited Kiddush? He came home after Ma'ariv, it's still light out. This is what we do here in the summer months. And he wanted to eat and do the Shabbos, so obviously he made Kiddush. So what's the Gemara battling, back and forth? Did he recite Kiddush? Did he not recite Kiddush? And the Gemara says, "Tzoli shal Shabbos the Erev Shabbos." So obviously he recited one Kiddush. Which Kiddush did he recite? That is no suffix about. Anybody home today? I mean, I'm here to sleep, but that I have an excuse. What time did you get home last night? I don't know. Yeah. Again, Rav Tzoli shal Erev Shabbos. So which Kiddush did he recite? The Kiddush in Ma'ariv, in Tefillah, Betzilusa. Yeah. But now when we get to Kiddush Alakos, the Gemara has a suffix. So what was the logic of this suffix? That with regard to Kiddush in Tefillah, that says Rav Tzoli Shal Erev Shabbos. But when it gets to Kiddush Alakos, the Gemara doesn't know, did he recite Kiddush Alakos? The Gemara hesitates that maybe he didn't recite Kiddush Alakos. What's the tzad to say that there's a chilik here between Kiddush in Tzilusa and Kiddush Alakos? So, Bosai, I think what we have to do is we have to talk for a moment about Tosefta Shabbos. What is Tosefta Shabbos? And in order to answer that question, we have to ask the question, what is Kedusha Shabbos? So truth be told, Kedusha Shabbos is complex. It's a hybrid. It has two different parts to it. There's what we call Kedushas Isur, Kedushas Molocha, and then there's Kedushas Mitzvah. The full-fledged Kedusha includes not just Isur Molocha, but also mitzvahs, like Kiddush, and eventually Avdallah, maybe a special kiyum of Oneg Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos, maybe a special kiyum of Tefillah, maybe a special kiyum of Talmud Torah on Shabbos. You really have a blast with this, you know, the positive aspects of Shabbos. And we call it Zachar B'Shomer B'Dibur Echad, but even though it's B'Dibur Echad, Yesh L'Chalik B'Nechad. And the major nafkamina between the two, between Kedusha Shomer, as far as Issa Malacha on the one end, and Kedusha Zachar as far as the positive mitzvahs, might be with regard to Tosefta Shabbos. And it could be the following, that Tosefta Shabbos is only vis-a-vis Issa Malacha. You are not empowered with the ability to create Shabbos when it's not Shabbos. What you can take upon yourself is the Kedusha Shabbos Linyan Isur Malacha. But that's it. And the Gemara is atzad to say that Tosefta Shabbos does not engender Kedusha Shabbos as far as mitzvahs are concerned, as far as Kibbutz V'Onik. And the Nafkamina would be Kiddush, because there are two dinim in Kiddush. One din in Kiddush is Kiddush b'tfilah, b'tzilusa. And the other Kiddush is the Kiddush that you recite al hakos. And the fundamental difference between these two kiyumim is that the first kiyum is a reflection of the Isur Malacha dimension of Shabbos. That's why if you read the Nusach in Tfilas Arvis, it says, Ritzei b'mnuchasenu. What does b'mnuchasenu refer to? Isur Malacha. Because that's what it says in the Kiddush. And not only Ritzei B'Nuchasenu, it says at the end of the Kiddush in Tefillah, it says V'Yanuchu Ba Yisrael Mekadshei Shemecha. What's V'Yanuchu Ba Yisrael? Once again, the emphasis on Issa Malach. You won't find these phrases in Kiddush Alakos, because Kiddush Alakos is not a reflection of Issa Malacha, but rather what dimension of Kedusha? Kibud V'Onet. I'm about to eat my Suda Shabbos and be Mekayim in the midst of Onik Shabbos. At that point, I recite Kiddush. So the Gemara says something about Rav. Yeah, you're right that Rav is Mekabel on himself Tosefes Shabbos, Mibojom, and he recited Kiddush. But the Gemara thinks that maybe he only recited Kiddush where? In Tzilusa and Tfila, because that Kiddush is engendered by the Isur Molacha of Shabbos. And that Menucha, and that Ritzei Menucha Seinu was appropriate once he was Mekabel on himself, Tosefta Shabbos, Le'inyan Isur Malacha. But the Gemara doesn't think that it's necessarily true that Kabbalah's Tosefta Shabbos means that you can create Shabbos even as far as Kibbutz V'Onik is concerned. And now we have a second mitzvah of Kiddush, Kiddush Alakos. The Kiddush Alakos is fundamentally different than the first Kiddusha. The first Kedusha is on Issa Malacha, the second is on Kibbud V'Onig in the positive sense of Kedusha Shabbos. Zachar is Yom Shabbos L'Kacha. For that, I need a mitzvah of Kibbud V'Onig, and that mitzvah cannot be engendered with what? With Tosefta Shabbos. The Gemara's final maskona is that he could recite Kedusha Alakos, which means that Tosefta Shabbos is chal, not only vis-a-vis Issa Malacha, but even vis-a-vis Kibbud V'Onig. Is there a both side?
To Rav's explanation, to one side, if someone made Kiddush, he didn't daven, he first made Kiddush. But he had some, he couldn't daven, I don't know why.
And it's still lied out.
And still lied out. Just Kiddush, if he didn't Kiddush, it wouldn't be yoyt.
I didn't
even.
Kiddush, what?
The Kiddush of the cause, he wouldn't be yoyt. It's not like
right.
In two Kiddushim, but I think like some say it's like a Rice there alone, Kasha, no?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about the rest of the I'm assuming that this is part of one kiyum. And Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha now generates two different pu'ulos, two different maisim, and two different amiros. One is an amira vis-a-vis, according to this tzad, the Kedusha of Issa Malacha. The other is an amira to be Makadish the day in its full sense, even as far as Kibbutz V'Onik. And the Gemara thinks that if you would recite Kiddush Mibod Yom HaLakos, you would not be Yotzei. Because according to this tzad, since it's still day out, you can't magically create Shabbos. What you could do is you could engender Issa Malach of Shabbos. And that is enough for Kiddush where? Bitzilusa. Only Bitzilusa. Because that That is the Kiddush of Isur Malach. But as far as the Kiddush Alakos, that's a Kiddush that introduces and is connected with the Kibud V'yom. Now I want to add another sugya. I don't know what number we're up to. Psachim Daf Kuvav Amid Beis. The Gemara, after establishing that Osur Lechol Kodem Kiddush, so Rabbi Sai, I'm just going to ask you an intuitive question. What's your knee-jerk response? A person violated this terrible, terrible Issa, and he ate before Kiddush. What does he do now? What would be your knee-jerk response? He writes, recites Kiddush, right?
Tshuva.
You know, you want to penalize him, you know, so yeah, let him do tshuva, let him now get it right. And at this point, he should make Kiddush immediately. And he Gemara is selfish. Tom, if he already tasted Makadish, oh, Eino Makadish. This is what I say, Eino Makadish, I call this Chote Niska. You know what? He ate before Kiddush, let's give him a prize. What's his prize? He's potter for the mitzvah of Kiddush. What kind of sense does that make? What does the Gemara think? That because Asa Litom called him Kiddush and he violated that, he said, therefore, there's no Kiddush. I mean, Isa Te'ima Lechud and Mrs. Kiddush Lechud. So again, he shouldn't have done what he did, but therefore he forfeits the mitzvah of Kiddush. What was that Havah? And finally, the last sugya I want to study with you is the opening sugya in Perek Arvid Sof, Daf Kuf Omed Aleph. The Gemara records the following machlokas, mafsikin l'shabbos, also ein mafsikin l'shabbos. What's the sugya talking about? He started a meal mib'od yom v'chashcha olav. Now it's light, it's dark. He has now a mitzvah of kiddush. What should he do? So the Gemara postulates the following shitas. According to the Chachamim, according to, let's start with Rabbi Yossi, ein mafsikin l'shabbos, meaning let him continue his meal, finish his suda, be mevarech birkas hamazon, and recite kiddush. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, and he says mafsikin l'shabbos. He's got to stop his meal and recite kiddush. Then the Gemara says la halacha. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Shmuel, Ein Halacha Lo K'Rabbi Yehuda V'Lo K'Rabbi Yossi El Pores Mapa U'Mekadosh. This is the Mevusta Sugya Pores Mapa U'Mekadosh. Two questions. Question number one: what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? In fact, I don't understand the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi saying? Mafsik. Okay, you started the Suda, but now you have a Chiv Kiddush. If you have a Chiv Kiddush, stop your Suda, recite Kiddush. I don't know. Well, what mitzvah is he being osik again? It's a suda that he started on Friday. I don't know that. In fact, I think he's a chote for starting his suda on Friday. You know, that's a machlokas in itself. You know, whether the Mishnah of Arvid Pesachim applies to Erev Shabbos as well. But generally speaking, we assume that Erev Shabbos is not a time to begin your suda. And therefore, I understand Rabbi Yehuda's point. Mafsikin l'kiddush. You know, you're involved in a suda. Now it's time for kiddush. And I was just wondering if on Sukkot, if you can imagine someone who started a suda, now it's time to take the lulav. Would Rabbi Yossi say, "Ein mafsikin l'lulav"? You know, continue your suda. Forget about the mitzvah of lulav. So, well, why kiddush? Forget about kiddush and just continue your suda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, which makes sense, mafsikin l'kiddush. That's question number one. How do we understand this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Second question is, what's poreis mapa makadosh? If you're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, mafsikin, so you have to immediately complete your meal and recite kiddush. So what's this business about finding a shtick and matzata patent? That's a good Lashon Kodesh world patent. And you cover the lechem. You know, like took me a time. Like, what do you? And if on the other hand, you're like Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi has said, "Hey, not seeking." You know, zaygezun. You started a suda, continue a suda. So what's the pori smako makadosh? To Rabosai, in order to put this whole sugya into perspective, let's begin with a principle in Hilchas Brachos, which is in the Sefer Brachos Taf Mem Beis Omenah. The Gemara says that there's a concept called a chabura lezimun. What does that mean, a chabura lezimun? That I can recite Birchas Hamazon on your behalf. Why? Because we're part of one chabura. And the Gemara sets up a number of conditions in order for that chabura to be established. One is that we decided as a group to eat together, to break bread together, if you're familiar with that phrase. But number two, it's got to be a kviya suda. If we're not koveya suda, then there's no chabura that combines us and connects us to one. And we see another sugya in the Sefer Brachos about pasaba bekisvin. And the Gemara says, no, vacillates back and forth, whether you make hamotzi or you make barim in his onus. So the Gemara says, if he was koveya suda, then he makes hamotzi. So you can be koveya suda on a pasaba bekisvin. What do we derive from this? I just want to derive one principle. That in halacha, we recognize something called a kviya suda, to be koveya suda. Let's apply this to Kiddush on Shabbos. First, it's Ein Mekadshim Ela B'Makom Suda V'Asa Litom Kodem Kiddush. What's that all about? It's all about Suda Shabbos. And you and I would have said that what's a Suda Shabbos? A Suda Shabbos is a Suda they eat on Shabbos. No? If I eat the Suda on Shabbos, it's not a Suda Shabbos? The answer is it may not be a Suda Shabbos. Why? Because I have to be Koveya the Suda as a Suda Shabbos. What mechanism, what agency would serve that role to be koveya the suda as a suda shabbos? I have to transform the suda, change its personality into a suda shabbos. How do I achieve that upgrade?
Kiddush.
Kiddush. That's the function of kiddush. If I'm eating a suda without kiddush, it's a suda schol. If I'm eating a suda after kiddush, that's called a suda shabbos. That is koveya the suda as a suda shabbos. The Gemara says, Ein kiddush al v'makom suda. The kiddush itself, in order to impact upon the suda, there's got to be a mitzare. What's the mitzare for the ma'aseh kiddush to the suda to be koveya the suda shabbos? Is the makom. The makom is koveya, and we find this very often in Hilchos Brachos that there's a kviya suda b'makom asuda. If this be the case, then if he eats before he recites kiddush, then he's eating b'torah sudas chol, and therefore the kiddush is no longer operating as a kiyum mitzvah to set up a suda shabbos, because what he's involved in is a suda chol. How does he make the suda into a suda shabbos? That's only if he begins the suda with kiddush. If the kiddush now could serve as a koveya, upgrading and changing the status of the suda to that of a suda shabbos, then he was mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush. Why? Because the purpose of kiddush is to create a suda shabbos in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of onik shabbos. But if, on the other hand, he starts eating before he recites kiddush, then the kiddush no longer has the power to be koveya the suda, because you've already started the suda. If this be the case, Rabosa, I begin to understand why kiddush is on yayin, because yayin has a special status as far as kviya suda is concerned. But Zimn in the Gemara said that Rav was chaviv alei rifta, hakama kaddish rifta. What status does rifta have? He could be koveya suda on rifta as well. So chatchila we would prefer yayin, because yayin has an additional kium of ein shira el al yayin that doesn't apply to pas. But we're also primarily interested, to be koveya the suda. And if the kiddush is on the pas, then it's koveya suda on the pas. And all the discussions in poskim about how long you could wait from the kiddush until you start the suda, that all has to do with this concept of being mitzarif. Is Mamela Rabosa, I begin to understand the sugya of Tom Makadish or Eina Makadish. Yeah, go ahead.
Is that the only reason of kiddush?
No, what I'm suggesting is that there are two dimensions to kiddush. One dimension to kiddush is Zochreu Bischiras Dvorim. That has nothing to do with a Kos Yayin. And that's the mitzvah of Zochras Yom HaShabbos Makadish, the Rambam writes in Perkov Tes, Zochreu B'divrei Shevach Al HaShabbos. And that I'm going to be Makayim where and when?
Tfilah.
In Tfilah. That's Mitzilusa. But now I have another mitzvah of Kiddush. And the purpose of the second mitzvah of Kiddush is to set up a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. How do I set up that mitzvah of Onik Shabbos? by being koveh, I have to start the suda and determine that the personality and the stature of this suda is that of the suda shabbos. What, as we said before, what agency can I utilize in order to set up the suda shabbos? I'm eating the same suda that I could have eaten yesterday, the day before. The answer is kiddush. So that's why, number one, ein kiddush al b'makom suda. Now we get to the isa te'ima before kiddush. The Gemara is a suffix, as we mentioned before, tam, makadish, or ein makadish. What are you giving him a reward and you say because he violated the Isur of what? Of Te'ima Kodim Kiddush, therefore you're potter from Kiddush? He's a Chote Niskar? Doesn't make any sense. The answer is that since the Iker Kiyum of Kiddush is to be Kovei the Suda, he can no longer be Kovei the Suda because he already started his Achil before the Kiddush. And he was Kovei the Suda as a Suda Schal. And now Kiddush doesn't have the ability to generate a status of a Suda Shabbos. And the Gemara's Maskotis know that even though he was Toem, HaToem HaKadosh, why? Even though he was Pogeh the Kiyum, but he didn't forfeit the Kiyum, he didn't completely cancel it, he can still achieve his goal of setting up and being Koveh Suda Shabbos, even though he started his Suda before. Oh, that's what I want to get to now. Oh, with this in mind, maybe we could begin to understand the Machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says the following. Once you started a Sudas Chol, that's it. The Sudas is a Sudas Chol. Kiddush does not have the ability to convert the Suda into a Sudas Shabbos. It was already Kavua, Kviya V'Kaime. Once you were Kovei the Suda as a Sudas Chol, that's the nature of the Suda. You can't midway, hanging through the air, convert the Suda, transform it into a Sudas Shabbos. You know what? Therefore, ein mafsik. Finish your suda whenever you finish it. You want to do it now because reason like the mitzvahs, that's wonderful. Bench, birkas hamazon. The Rashbam also has akiras hashulchan. That's a whole other discussion. But basically, it means to be mafkia the suda. The suda is now history. It's gone. Now recite kiddush. Now the kiddush can generate a new suda. B'torah suda shabbos comes along. Rabbi Yehuda and he says no. Mafsikin l'shabbos. You can take this Suda that began as a Suda Schol, and midway through the Suda, you can change and convert the nature of the Suda into a Suda Shabbos by reciting Kiddush. The Gemara says, "Halacha hilchus halo ikba hilchus halo kemar v'lo kemar elaporeis mapu makadosh." The Gemara says the following. You don't have to end the Suda, in that sense from Yehuda is correct. You're not allowed to be, you know, I'm sorry. In that context, Rabbi Yossi is correct. You don't have to end the suda. No, Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to end the suda, right? But, right? Wait, hold on a second. You don't have to end the suda. Continue your suda, right? And again, he's not ending his suda, because Paris Makadish means he doesn't have to bench. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yehud is right. There is a method by which we can convert the suda into a Suda Shabbos, and one Suda can be changed in its status, in its nature, from Suda's Chol into Suda Shabbos through the mechanism of Poreis Matam Makadosh. What's Poreis Matam Makadosh? It means I'm going to cover the Suda. I'm going to now bring out food to the table for what purpose? For the purpose of Suda Shabbos. Now, if you bring out food, in other words, it's not a din of the Chal Shem Suda, but rather it's a din of the Ochel. If the ochel in magishim et ochel ashulchan l'shem ma, l'shem suda Shabbos, now I can change the nature of the suda. So poreis mapa, I cover the suda. That suda is the suda's chol. I agree now with Rabbi Yos, with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that I can take a suda's chol and midway I can convert it into a suda Shabbos. But how do I do that? By bringing out a new suda. I don't have to terminate the original Suda, but I have to be Maraneinet HaSuda, you know, I have to be Machadish the Suda. And that's why bringing out, and by the way, the Rashbam says an amazing Chiddush in the name of the Shiltos, in Arvei Tzachim, he says that we should never bring out the food to the table before Kiddush. In other words, our minhag that we have the pas, I don't know, again, I shouldn't speak on behalf of anyone but myself, I know my wife is so mocked on this thing. You got to put the shtei alechem on the table before you recite kiddush. Is the Rashbam says pukfakim. The opposite is true. First you recite kiddush, And then the Havas HaPasel HaShulchan makes it into a Maisa of Onik Shabbos, meaning that this is Miyuchad U'Mezuman for Onik Shabbos. If it was already on the table before Shabbos and I didn't bring it out before Kiddush.
We don't bring any food before.
Right, that's
there is such a minute.
No, it's meant to bring the bread, but the salads and everything.
Okay, so we're going to accept the Rashbam in part, and we're going to require that we bring out the food after Kiddush, but not as far as
covering can be.
You know, our minute wants to get a makom soup. So how do we get the makom soup? So it's not because I plan in the future to bring out the pas. I have to have the pas on the table to make set it up as far as a makom soup. But I need to bring out the food afterwards. But we see something evolving, a new yisod here, that the Havayel HaShulchan itself sets up the suit as a suit of Shabbos. But that's only after Kiddush. Because Kiddush is going to be Koveya. Now I bring out the food. That's called Paris Machin Kavos.
It's another reason, also Yechiel was with that. It's another reason why we cover the pot. The first reason is not to be vayish the pot, because really a waste of
right. Point. Forget about not being a vayish the pot. That's good for Musa Shmuz, for the Chavetz Chaim, and everything else.
Now you have an extra reason, because you wanted to be a
something new.
Exactly! Because if you brought the pas out and then you made Kiddush, who says that this pas has the key of Havod, the Torah Suit Shabbos? And the answer is you got to cover it over, and that's Paris Papa Kaddish. So we paskin Paris Papa Kaddish every single Friday. The Machlokas Tadnoyim is in a case where you start in the Suda Erev Shabbos and we paskin Paris Papa Kaddish. We have a Paris Papa Kaddish every Friday night. But if we have this minute, we're going to bring out the Suda after Kiddush, the salads and the fish and whatever you eat. And that's going to be Koveya. That havas koveya the kiyum of kavod shabbos. Oh, if this be the case, Rabbosai, oh, listen to Gavali Gavot. I begin to understand why the Gemara. How am I doing? Still a few minutes. You got me nervous, David. I begin to understand why the Gemara has a havavina that the din of kos only applies to kiddush and not avodah. Because, let me ask you this, if we've established that Kiddush is connected to the Suda, and even more so, that Kiddush is Koveya the Suda as the Suda Shabbos, then ask yourself the following question. Is Havdalah connected to a Suda? And what's the answer?
No
connection to a Suda.
A fool.
And anybody wants to eat a Malam Malka, it's good for the loose bone, it's great. But, has nothing to do with the Mitzvah of Havdalah. Havdalah terminates Suda Shabbos. It doesn't begin as Suda Shabbos. Havdalah is not Koveya Suda. If the whole purpose of the Yayin, in the case of Kiddush, is to be Koveya Suda on the Yayin, it has no application to Havdalah. And therefore, the cost of Havdalah has nothing to do with Suda. But why are you going to recite it on the cost? That has to do with Koshal Brach. That's a different din, Koshal Brach. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And what's going to be the nafkavina on both sides? Sheikh. Because when you're talking about being kovei in the suda, what do you need? You need yayin. But when you're talking about kosher bracha is even a hamad medina. Oh, it gets even more gishmak. Because now I understand the difference between birchas erusin and birchas nesud. Birchas erusin has nothing to do with the suda. There's no simcha, there's no suda, there's no batich. All you have is a koshal bracha. You want to recite on a koshal bracha? Take sheikha. Take chamra de medina. Mashenke, nisuin. Nisuin is koveya achiyuv suda. And after the nisuin, in order to celebrate the simcha, we require suda. Is mamela, what do we need to be koveya suda? Yayin. And the Rambam says, "Velo sheikhar." And if that be the case, Rabosai, tonight, I'm going to insist that they use yayin and don't give me any beer for the Sheva Brachas, because the mitzvah of Sheva Brachas is on Suda. And the Sheva Brachas has to be. The only difference is, it's not the same as Kiddush. Yes, Kiddush is Koveha right before him. Here we're going, you know, me Ahov El Asim. Here we're going to the end of the Suda. But it doesn't matter, Rebels. And this I heard from my Rebbe many times. Many of the dinim of Kviya Suda, and in general of Tefillah,
are established afterwards, lemasfreya, so to speak. Like, I'll give you an example. The Rav used to always say, this is amazing, that if you forget Yala V'yavam, that Igloi Milsav Afreya, that your Suda is not a Suda's Yavam. And that's why Mazir also. Meaning, whenever there's a Chiv Suda, you leave out Yala V'yavam, you have to repeat Benching, because Benching is the only way that you can be Makayim as soon as Yavam. And even though it comes at the end, in Benching.
You said Kiddush in the beginning.
Okay, but let's say, for example, Tefillah. Let's leave out Kiddush. What about Tefillah, right? I daven a yontif to kedaven. Again, there's a chiyuv of b'kol yom v'yom teilom eidur chosu. And now I leave out yal v'yom. If I leave out yal v'yom, my Tefillah is not a Tefillah's yontif. And therefore I have to repeat the Tefillah. You can have a blast with this. I'm telling you, it has tremendous repercussions all over the place. But here I want to add another nekuda. Let's say, for example, just one second. Let's say, for example, in the case of Rav, right? Rav Tzoli Shel Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. So we suggested that he was Makayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. As far as Ritzei B'Mnuchasenu, as far as the Issa Malach of Shabbos is concerned. But now we need Kiddush B'Mokam Suda, because now we have a special Chiyuv, an additional Chiyuv of the Koveh the Suda. The Gemara thinks that since it's Mibod Yom, it's too early for being Koveh the Suda, because the Kfiyah Suda of Shabbos is only when there's a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. When is there a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos? That's only after Tzeis HaKokov, whatever it is, after it's Vaday Laila. So that your Tosefes Shabbos can engender Nisar Malach, but that's not going to help you for Kiddush HaLakos, because Kiddush HaLakos is a Kviya Suda in order to set it up as a Suda Shabbos. That's only meaningful when there is a mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, and that's only Balaila, because his Tosefes did not engender the mitzvah of Kibud V'Onik that depends upon the full-fledged Kedusha Sayyid. If this be the case, Rabotzai, perhaps, listen to this. This is the punchline of the Shia. If I'm able to convince you of this, the next piece, then Zachisi Beschar. Why does the Gemara insist that in Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus, and we need two separate kosos? Whereas in the case of Kiddush and Avdolah, one kos is enough. And the Gemara says something very strange, that here it's Chana Mils and here it's Trey Mils. What is that all about? I think it has to do with the purpose of this of the Kos Yahin. What is the purpose of the Kos Yahin? Is the purpose of the Kos Yahin to somehow relate to the Suda? Or the Kos Yahin has nothing to do with Suda and has to do just with Mitzvah? And here the Gemara makes a distinction between Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush. I'm sorry, between Birkas HaMazon and Havdolah. Havdolah has nothing to do with the Suda. So the same kos can accomplish two things simultaneously. On the one hand, it's a kos of Havdolah. And on the other hand, it's a kos shel Kiddush. Because B'Torah's kos shel Havdolah, it's a kos shel Bracha. B'Torah's kos shel Kiddush, it's a Kviyah Suda. So Gemara thinks that's already... that's already trade milsi. What do I mean by trade milsi? It's two different kosos that can be integrated into one kos. Why? Because this kiyum has to do with kosher bracha vis-a-vis avdolah, as we said before, it can be made even on sheikhar. And this kiyum kiddush with a kos has to do with being koveh the suda. When is there a problem of chavilus chavilus? That's in the case of kiddush and birkas hamazon. Why? Because make a decision here. The kos that you're going to drink, what suda does it belong to? Does it belong to the previous suda or the suda that you're about to eat? If it's a kosher birkas hamazon because you completed your suda's chol, then you want to set it up now as a kosher shel kiddush to be koveh suda Shabbos. Make yourself a choice decision. Is it a wait? That's everybody. Let me see if I get it out. You know, you get this is like chevron yeshiva. Okay, yeah, they used to say that to Rashi and chevron when he comes in to say the shia. You know, all he needs is the first 2 minutes. He has to prepare for basically 5 minutes, the first 2 minutes, and then the guys fight it out for an hour, and then he says the ending of the Shia the next 3 minutes. That's a joke. But what I'm saying is the following, that if he wants to be Koveya, he wants to be Koveya this Yayin, Bitoras Birkas HaMazon, which means it's integrated into the Suda, and Birkas HaMazon closes the Suda, as we discussed before, that the Birkas HaMazon goes L'mafrei on the Suda. So fine. You want to take a course and clinch your Suda, complete your Suda with Birkas HaMazon ala course. But now you want to take the same course and use it for what? To be Koveya Suda Shabbos? That's impossible. That's already chavilus chavilus. Now you're basically saving the money on the wine to try to accomplish two different kiyumim with one kos. That's going to be the problem when there's a stira minehu bay, and you want to overcome that stira by taking one kos and using it for two different purposes, which are so ser zedzet in shnei ksuma machishim zedzet. Mashain came in the case of kiddush and avdola. Right? So you want to recite Kiddush and at the same time you need a kosher bracha for Havdolah, not because you mean Koveya Sudas Havdolah. There's no such thing as a Sudas Havdolah. And what Naritza did, kosher bracha. Okay, kosher bracha is fine. But at the same time I'm using it for kosher bracha, I'm also being Koveya my Sudas Shabbos. Yeah, you can do. That's not called Chavilus Chavilus.
I mean, because Kriyas Mokum Suda is still also a kosher bracha. It's two times a kosher bracha, that's not a problem.
Say one time again, I'm sorry. Yeah.
When I'm Koveya Suda Shabbos, it also has to be a kosher bracha at the end of the day. It is a kosher bracha.
It is a kosher bracha. I don't know if it has to be. I'm not sure. I mean, it was Bitoras.
What's the time? Bitoras,
let's say, Sheikhar or Chamradino, you could accomplish that goal of a kosher bracha, but yet you wouldn't be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kiddush, because the Mitzvah of Kiddush primarily is not to take kosher bracha, but to be Koveya Suda, and that requires Yayin or Pas if it's Chavivale.
So there's no point of kosher bracha basically in Kiddush Rosh Hashanah? Because if there's a kosher...
No, I'm not saying that there's no purpose to it. I'm saying it's good to have a kosher bracha.
Kol
zman sheyesh sidur brachos, it's always a good idea to have a kosher bracha.
If it's also a kosher bracha...
Even in the case of Erisin, we have a kosher bracha. Why? Because you have the bor priya gofen, and then you have shikichanu b'marayas, and there's a lot. So two brachas make a seder, and therefore you
two kosher, two different kosher brachas are not sorry,
No. It's only a steer in Suda. If you've been Koveya Suda, b'toras l'sha'omar on a Suda schol, and now you want to take the same kviyas yayin for a Suda Shabbos, that's a steer in Eubay. That's what chavilus is all about. And Rav Moshe, if we ever had time to go through the sugya of chavilus, I would try to prove to you, this would be my agenda, that every case of chavilus chavilus is a case where there's a stira between the two mitzvahs, and you're trying to potter up two different mitzvahs that have nothing to do with each other with one cheftishal mitzvah that you can't do. Okay, Rabos, I think we pretty much did. We cover all the questions that we had? Anybody? Okay, nobody took a scorecard. What was the one I left out? I feel like I left out something. I don't know.
Why are you not allowed to eat before?
Oh, the machlokas, the Rambam and the Raivin. Oh, so the Rambam and the Raivin had the following machlokas. And with this I'll conclude. What is the din of covered Shabbos, of onik Shabbos? One way is to say it, that I have to be koveya the general concept, hamusag ha-klali, hamushat, of Suda Shabbos. I have to make this transition from Suda Schol to Suda Shabbos. Whose sheet is that? The Raivin sheet. Therefore, the Raivin holds that whatever Kiddusha Rab is all about, Shir Alayayin, whatever you want to call it, that has nothing to do with Kiddush. It's just an acronym for Lashon Saginah. The Rab comes along and he says, no. You know what? You know what the mitzvah of Kiddush is all about? It's not that I just make this transition from Chol to Shabbos, and once I was Koveya my Suda as a Suda Shabbos, B'knisas HaShabbos, that operates Memela, it flies for all the Sudas of Shabbos. Nay, every single Suda requires a Kviya Suda Shabbos. And if the Rambam holds that not only Balayla do I have to recite Kiddush, be Ela B'makom Suda to be Koveya, that the Kiddush is Mitzurif to the Suda. But And also lit on Kiddush, because then you mafkia the kiyum of Kiddush. But the same thing applies
during Shachris as well. We'll get to Suda Shlishis, but during Shachris as well. You want to be Koveya a Suda Shabbos on by day. And Adarabba, the Rambam has a Kal V'chomer because maybe the Iker Kiyum of Kavod and Onig is by day. Kfarei Yom Aviv is you have to recite Kiddush with all its dinim of Ein Kiddush El Vokum Suda of Yosel Litom Kavod Kiddush by day to set up the Suda Shtia, the Suda of Shachris as a Suda Shabbos. Now we get to the third Suda, Vesavish. Do we have to eat three Sudas? Do we not have to eat three Sudas? I don't know.
No Kiddush Gefize.
Oh, so that's an interesting question. No, I'm all in favor of Hasidim. I mentioned to you guys that I don't have one drop of blood in my body that's not Hasidish. On my mother's side, it goes back to Stretton, and my father's side is Lubavitch. I mean, it just goes back to till Harsinai. We're all Hasidim, whether I like it or not. Trouble is that my father learned at a Litvish Yeshiva, and he sent me to a Litvish Yeshiva. So what kind of Chassid am I? You know, I mean, this is a Knapa Chassid. I even shaved my beard a little bit.
For the wedding.
Otherwise, I don't have time. But what's my point? My point is that I'm not sure if you're chayv in a third suda. The third suda, that's the suda on Kuf Yutes, wherever it is, Vachidka and all that, that's not the same suda as a suda Shabbos. I'll prove it to you. Mistoma, you can be yot saying that mitzvah, even with meaning the Targima, certainly with Mizoinus, maybe even with Divrei Torah. It's not the same halach of a suda. The Rambam, on the other hand, I think understood that even the third suda has the potential of becoming a suda Shabbos. Why? Lama lefasfeset ha'izdamnut hazot. You have an opportunity to add another suda Shabbos. Fulfill that. How? The same way that you did in Kedusha Rabba. Be kovel a suda aliyah.
The Rambam holds like a fourth or fifth suda if you make a Shabbos in
that I didn't see in the Rambam.
I got a fizah Rambam. You can't claim anything before Shabbos Shulis.
Oh, so that's a problem because nobody would say that you can't eat something before. So how do you establish a third suda through a kvius yayin to be commanded a suda? How do you do that if you've already begun a suda skol? I don't know. Maybe you should be poris mapa and then be makadish. I don't know. All right, but we'll say we'll stop here.
Right, no one leave. My boy is
Myron. Oh, 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 oh